Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another BizConnect radio show with myself, Martin White. As always, we've got two fabulous guests in the studio with us today, and I'll come to them in a minute if I can. We'll be with you for the next hour or so. We've got some super tracks, actually some music that I was hoping to play for you last time, but couldn't because of technical reasons. So we've got some fabulous female power ballads in the show today, so we look forward to listening to them. You can follow us, by the way. We've got an X. I keep saying Twitter. People still refer to it as Twitter, I'm sure. There's nothing wrong with that. So we've got a Twitter or an X profile at Kent_Biz where you can follow us. We have dedicated LinkedIn and Facebook show pages as well. Please search for BizConnect, a radio show, and follow us there. And we also have our own website, kentbizconnect.co.uk, and you can find out information about upcoming guests, and you can also listen to previous shows via our website there as well. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation and you have a really interesting story to tell, we'd love to hear from you. Do get in touch with us. We'd love to invite you on as a guest to tell us about your business journey. Get in touch with us through one of our social media channels. We've got a startup theme to today's show. If you recall, a couple of weeks ago we were talking all about the budget and what that might have in store for businesses. Well, today we've got a business startup theme, and I think it's about time we introduced our guest today as well. So to my right we have...
I'm Mel Adams from WeClick CIC and Incredible Thinks Limited.
Mel, lovely to have you with us in the studio today. Mel's going to be sharing her business startup journey with us. And to my left, we have...
Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group.
Brilliant. Fabulous to have you with us today as well, Lisa. So Lisa runs a program called Her Biz, and Mel is the latest winner of the Her Biz startup program. And I think, Mel, did you walk away with £500 to start your business as well?
I did.
And have they paid you yet?
Yes, Lisa chased me over and over to make sure I took the money, because I still couldn't quite believe that I'd won. But
fabulous.
Fantastic start.
Okay,
yes.
Well, you're going to be telling us all about that and what's involved in the Her Biz workshop program in conjunction with Lisa. But I think what we're going to do now, we're going to play a couple of music tracks, and when we come back, we'll talk to you in more detail, Mel. So do stay with us. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the BizConnect radio show today. We have, as we were saying before the break, we've got a startup business theme to the show today, and we have two fabulous female guests in the studio with us. We have Mel Adams from new business startup WeClick CIC and Incredible Thinks, and we have Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group. Ladies, welcome to the show today.
Good morning. Oh, it's lunchtime now, isn't it?
Good afternoon. Yeah, lovely to have you with us. Mel, I'd like to start with you, if we can. Please give us a flavour for your career journey, what you've been doing, and how that's kind of led you to where you are today in terms of, you know, wanting to set up your own business, if you can.
I'm just trying to think of how I would encapsulate it. I think... the heart of me is I'm just really nosy. I'm a nosy person, but I'm nosy because I care. I'd be the person who looks at that mum walking down the street and think, is she struggling? Is she really okay? Is she really okay, though? I'm that kind of person.
So there's a mental health side to that. Is that
where
you're going?
There was a real mental health side to me. But unfortunately, my mum was a social worker and a therapist, and I spent half my life trying not to become my mum. So I went to the furthest reach you could think of, which was computers. They don't talk. They don't need help. They don't, they have no emotions. So I became a computer teacher, and somehow that journey led me into a bit of journalism. I then went to India. I found myself.
Wow.
And came back and started working with children. Uh-huh. And it was that back then, it was the 90s, and it was a condition called autism, which we all know now. But then these children, these neurodiverse children, weren't even in school. This was a project that was trying to get them visible and seen. and they had this rickety old computer. They didn't know how to use it. So I came in and I showed them how to use it all, and they offered me a job. So I left journalism and started working with special needs children. My mum said, "What are you doing? You need to be a professional." And so I thought, oh, I know, I'll be a teacher.
A couple of threads there then. I mean, we've got mental health. Your mum obviously had a big influence on you as you were growing up. But I love that whole digital skills thing as well. So how on earth did you get into that as an interest?
Absolutely. Again, oh gosh, it sounds awful, doesn't it? It comes back to my mum. So half the family are sort of therapists and counsellors. The other half are sort of secretaries and the only person in the office who could use a computer back in 1991 or whatever. So I learnt it that way.
Wow.
And I love coding and things like this and cryptic crosswords. If you like word search, you can use a computer as far as I'm concerned, because that's all it is. It's just searching for things all the time.
We have a sort of a left brain and a right brain, don't they? And I think, is it the left brain that's very sort of filing cabinet, very kind of process driven, and the right brain is kind of your creative brain? So would you say you've got a good balance of the two, or are you more left brain?
I think I might be more left brain, but I'd love to have the balance, you know. I'd love to combine it. I think when I was much younger, I wanted to be a fashion designer. So it's all
I think I'm the same.
All rolled into one in the end, which I suppose that left hand side and right hand side brain is fantastic, because that's where Lisa came in and said, this is two different businesses, you know. You've got two different sides that you have to fulfill. And so
well, let's talk about that now then, because you've recently gone through the Herbiz startup entrepreneur program with Lisa and Let's Do Business Group. And Lisa, we're going to talk more about that in the next part of the show. But tell me, Mel, about your two businesses. We've got We Click CIC and we've got Incredible Thinks, and I'm assuming we've touched on what both of those businesses are here to do in your journey, as you were kind of telling your story there. So tell us about those.
Absolutely. So that teaching career turned into a leadership career, and became a senior teacher and then became a trainer of teachers, and realised that that logical side of me, when you're in a caring profession in public services, it's really hard to step up from that face-to-face looking after people to managing huge amounts of people, budgets and everything else, and not taking it into yourself in a personal way. So I then became a coach. I completed a master's and it had a massive coaching thing. It was just becoming all the rage then. It's probably about 10 years ago now. And I just saw the results were incredible. My new teachers who were coming in, my just starting in the profession, which I love and adore. I can't do it at the moment. I don't want to do it anymore. I've done my time. But I do love and adore that profession. It's so important. And I was seeing so many people coming in and not really surviving it and leaving very quickly. So I became a coach.
Because we're not equipped, are we, with the right skills to manage all of that? It's information overload, and we're good at what we do, but you know, we've never been trained to be a leader or a manager or a whatever.
That's exactly it. We are really good at what we do, and we're very passionate and we're very caring. We're going to be burnt out, and then we have this whole sort of municipal side of things, and the government always, you know, they've got another thing coming in every 5 seconds. How do you manage all of that? So I coached people through that, and then I coached them to become middle leaders, and then I coached them to become senior leaders as well. So there's that side of me, which is very incredible things. I've got all these amazing ideas, and I'm an incredible thinker, and I'm going to help you do change. And then I started helping people who are nurses, who are doctors. Lots of people in public services have the same thing. I then realized during the pandemic, I was drawn back to schools because I had a lot of friends who were still teaching, still headmasters and things, and they were like, oh, got to get Specky Techie in. We've all got to go on Zoom. We have no idea what we're doing.
Of course.
And so I got the call from a few different friends, and I went into schools. I ended up going back to teaching. You know, it's one of those jobs you can't not. As soon as you meet the children, you're just like, okay, you need a teacher. I'm going to teach you. That's it. And I did that through the pandemic and realised there is a huge... These are professional people. Mm. They all have degrees. They've been in professional jobs for a long time. They still do not know how to use technology.
Gosh, that was a steep learning curve, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Zoom and Teams and, my God, yeah.
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
And, of course, you had to learn all that as well, because presumably you hadn't necessarily been using those tools, but because you're so adept at...
Exactly, that was it. So I picked it up really quickly. Mm. So a very good friend of mine, Irene, was a school business manager for 27 schools, something like that. And she went, I know who exactly who to call. She's like, come in. So it'd been about, you know, an hour or so. I'd worked out how to do Teams and we'd set it all up. And she went, right, you've got to teach everyone now. Brilliant. So I sort of did that. Yeah. And then I thought, right, that's it. I am definitely leaving teaching because I can't be this wonderful coach and do change management with all these people and not do the same thing for me. Mm. And I had a lot going on. I had multiple bereavements. There were lots of things going on. I needed to really look after me for a little bit. Mm. So I took a slightly different role. Instead of teaching the naughty kids, who I love the most, I started teaching their parents. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And I did that job for the Department of Work and Pensions. I know some people are thinking, oh, I've got to look in my journal right now. But they had also gone completely digital. Mm-hmm. The NHS was going completely digital. Mm-hmm. And I was finding all these people who... We're talking about teachers who have all this education. They can't do it. And then we're talking about people who just do not believe at all. I didn't do very well at school. Mm. I find reading and writing quite hard. How on earth am I going to use a smartphone to get, you know, effectively my universal credit or just get to see a doctor? Or
I think it's one of our biggest failings increasingly as a society, you know, in terms of how we just leave people behind. You know, people that can't do online banking, you know, people that have to go to visit a branch to do their, you know, to do their personal finances. And you say, we're shutting down all the branches. And, you know, it's just increasingly difficult for some people to manage their lives, you know, day to day, isn't it, on that level?
It's impossible for so many. Mm. And I realised, obviously, local council and government have realised, and they've put in various programmes, one of which I was teaching people who were referred from, I think, Livewell Kent, Shaw Trust, and the local job centre. Mm. And it was just to teach them digital skills. Mm. But of course, as they came in the door, there are so many barriers to you ever have learning to use your smartphone properly. You might have mental health or...
So, I mean, in essence, there we have your two businesses, don't we?
Yep.
We have the digital skills business.
Yeah.
And we have the, you know, the mental well-being.
Exactly.
Business and,
so
and leadership.
I help
and,
the people who...
Yeah.
I help the people who help the people.
Yeah.
And now I help the people. Something
fantastic.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, look, we're going to talk much more about that in depth when we come back. We're also going to bring Lisa in, who's going to tell us all about the Herbiz program and how that actually works and the kind of the importance of learning about business planning and financial forecasting and what have you. But we're going to play a little bit of music before we do that. So do stay with us and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect, a radio show today. We've got two super guests in the studio with us. We've been hearing from Mel Adams from New Business Startups, WeClick CIC and Incredible Thinks. Lovely to hear about your business journey, Mel, and your unique skill set that you bring to the business world, which is fabulous. And we've also got Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Group in the studio today. Lisa, we're going to have a chat with you now, if we can, please. Give us an introduction to Let's Do Business Group as a business support organisation, who you are, what you do, and in particular how you work and support new business startups.
Yeah, no, thank you, Martin. Yeah, Let's Do Business Group, we are going to be celebrating our 30th year this year. Amazing news.
Congratulations.
So we're essentially a business support organisation based actually down in Hastings, but we cover across Sussex, Kent and up into Essex. So we'll have like different kind of funded programmes that we do, but it's essentially it's supporting startups and SMEs with that, maybe with funding. It might be helping them kind of grow their businesses, kind of taking on staff, finding new premises, accessing grant programs. But yeah, we're here there just to support them through that journey.
Brilliant. So Mel has obviously recently gone through her biz.
She has.
And won the Her Biz Startup Workshop Programme. Tell us a little bit about that in terms of what's included there and why it's important for people like Mel to have some kind of formal structure in place when they set up a business.
Yeah, no, thank you. So Her Biz has been running now for 5 years. We started in 2019 running some face-to-face workshops across Kent and East Sussex. Then the pandemic hit and we kind of thought, well, how are we going to carry on with this? So we pivoted it and to run it online, and it's been running online since 2020. So which means I can reach out for people based from Thanet all the way down to Brighton. And, you know, what I love about the Her Biz program is these women really do connect. So I generally run 6 workshops a year, so 6 different cohorts for around up to about 15 ladies at a time, and they'll be with me for 4 weeks, and we'll do a session all around business planning. The second session is all the one they hate the most is the finance week. Mm-hmm. So getting them to understand, you know, how to do a cash flow forecast. Mm-hmm. What to think about with their pricing. Mm-hmm. Think about funding options. We'll do a fantastic session on marketing to kind of really get them thinking about their marketing strategy, and then we'll do a session which is more about the practical sides of getting started, things about you know, what an accountant will come and talk to them about what they need to think about. We're getting, you know, set up formally. We'll then think about bank accounts and things like that.
Right.
And what we also give the opportunity, we run a competition for each cohort that we do. And they get 6 weeks after the 4 weeks is finished. They to put their business plan together, send it in, and one of the lucky ladies will win £500 towards their startup costs. To help them with that, I do offer out like a one-to-one coaching call after the fourth session, and that would be kind of real individual call, like, you know, helping them, kind of give them some tips on their business plan if they've started it, answer any questions that they've got. And then, you know, once they've sent it, I'll go back and I'll give them some feedback, and then we'll choose a winner, and then that winner will they win £500, as I said. And what we also like to do at Let's Do Business is really do a feature on our winners as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll put a case study together. Mm-hmm. and that will go out on our website, we'll share it with partners. Mm-hmm. And it will go out on our social media channels, and it really is to help give these ladies a boost. Mm-hmm. And that they've got, you know, what I try and say to my ladies is that you've got a good idea. What I'm trying to do is give you the tools that you need to get out there and make it happen.
Okay, so let's talk about that then, a good idea. What was it about Mel's business plans that really impressed you guys and the judges?
Well, I think you've heard kind of how Mel's come across. I mean, she was like that, you know, her real bubbly personality. She just had all of these thoughts, and what I helped her do was to just kind of formalize this a little bit, and just trying to kind of really kind of think about, okay, which part of this business is Incredible Things. Mm-hmm. And which part is the more community basis. Mm-hmm. For the CIC, and just kind of went through. She kind of started putting kind of ideas down on paper, and I just kind of said, okay, what about putting that there, what about putting that this here. And then obviously at the end of the 6 weeks she sent it in, and I was so impressed by what she put together. Mm-hmm. She stood out, to be fair. I mean, and to be fair, there was some really strong competition in her group, some really strong competition.
Because, I mean, I've obviously seen the startup business plan templates that you use. Yeah. And obviously it's all supported by the British Business Bank, ultimately, isn't it, with their startup loans program,
if
which we're going to talk about as well. So that's important. So there is a kind of a standard kind of template that you guys use, which is really important. But the thing that's most important within that for me is the kind of the proof of concept, because, you know, it's not as easy in business as thinking, you know, build it and they will come. That's not how business works, unfortunately. No. And Mel, I'm just keen to sort of hear from you. What made you think there was a business in, you know, teaching people digital skills, teaching people, you know, how to self-awareness with regard to mental health and how to be a better leader? I mean, obviously, talking to you, it's obvious to us now that there is a massive opportunity there. But what made you think, actually, there might be a business here?
I'm not sure, really. I think I knew that I wanted to do this. I knew that I was doing parts of it for various organizations, so larger organizations were doing parts of it, but I felt like they've missed the trick. They've missed So, for example, I'm a digital champion. To get a digital champion, you go onto KCC and you book yourself in for a digital champion to come and help you learn whatever skill it is. Mm-hmm. What if you can't get onto the internet? Mm. What if you already can't do that? You can't book yourself in and you don't use the library because you don't feel that you read and write so well. So I knew there was something there. I knew that there were sort of various things. I'd suddenly found out about DPS and that I kept thinking, where are all these services? And then I suddenly learned that the government do recognise there's a problem and they're putting out tenders and bids. And I had no idea how to get from A to B, from the idea, and I've met the people who need this. Mm-hmm. How do I get to the next part?
Okay.
And
you saw that there clearly was a demand for those types of services, but I guess where Lisa came in and the Herbiz program was, it kind of helped you formalize all of that in terms of, as you say, that journey from okay, this is the idea, you know, I know there's a lot of demand for this in the marketplace, but how do I now get from, you know, from A in terms of, you know, concept through to, you know, bona fide business. I guess
I think they did a lot more than just that.
Spoiler
alert, one of the sessions that Lisa does, she actually goes through Cobra data, like actual government data, how to get it, and she can get access to it. She actually found and defined the market. She went, well, that sounds like a good idea. Have you tried this? Out it all came. Okay. You know, next thing you know, I had a business.
So market research and all of that.
Yeah,
were
I suppose
able to
one thing
with.
To add is what I give each of the ladies is that, you know, they get like a resource pack. So after every session, they get a bumper email from me. So obviously we're on Zoom and they'll see the slides. So I say, right, you're going to get a copy of those slides, because obviously there's so much going on in each session and obviously it's hard to take it all in. So they can sit back in their own time and review that information. Mm-hmm. I'll send them templates, things like a business plan, the cash flow forecast. Mm-hmm. As Mel just highlighted there, you know, we're lucky enough to have access to this platform called Cobra, where you can download these reports about different types of industries. Mm-hmm. So, and that really helps with their research. Mm-hmm. I'll give them loads of links to different websites that they can go away and just really help them with that research, because I take into account that people are at different stages on their plan journey. Some people, a bit like Mel, they're ready to go, you know, they soak the information up and they're ready to go running with it. Other people are, take a step back, I need to kind of sit back, just soak it all up and then do a little bit at a time. So I appreciate people there, so they've got this whole bank. Some people will literally print off everything that I send them, have it in a folder, and then they can flick through it.
That was me. Well, I didn't print it off, obviously, being technical and digital, but it was all in neat little folders, week one, week two, week three. And what it did is it answered all the questions that I'd had, like, how do you do that? I've heard of these things, I've heard of a business plan, I've heard of profit, I've heard of income and expenditure. I've seen lots of TikToks. There's so many TikToks, you know, do this for your business, this marketing, schedule your social media. And here was just four intense boot camp weeks of, this is what it really is, this is what this word means, this is how it all fits together.
Brilliant.
Step by step by step, chunk by chunk by chunk, and it answered all those questions that I'd had in my head, like, I knew I had to do a business plan. I had no idea where to start. I knew I had to look at my competitors. I knew I had to find, I had no direction of where to go. And I also felt like, you're putting yourself out there, I didn't want to stumble. And it just gave us that net, like a little safety net. And then there was all these people in the room who were in the same position as me, even those who've been trading for a year or 2 years, they were all in the same, they all had the same questions. And they were there ready to just support each other.
So there's obviously a lot of work, by the sounds of it, that goes on in between the workshops, because the workshops are what, 2.5 hours each or something?
Yeah,
is it?
2.5 hours each week.
So there's four of those, and then in between, obviously, there's you as a business mentor providing information and follow up and calls and everything else. So there's homework.
No homework. I don't set homework. It's you know, as I say, you know, the competition we run is an optional competition.
Okay.
They don't have to enter it.
Mm-hmm.
And to be, you know, we normally probably get about, you know, up to about 50% will do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, I'm pretty sure everyone is trying. I have to say, I was one of those people who actually took screenshots. I took screenshots as the course was going on. Yeah. And there are sometimes Lisa's face just looks like, you will do this work. You will do the homework.
I know she's
a
taskmaster.
You will write. You will write
exactly
the 60 seconds.
Like, but that's good. I'm not.
It's all very smiley, but you kind of don't want to let her down either, because she just believes in you immediately. You know, no matter what, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Now we mentioned it briefly, startup loans, because I know that's a key service that you offer as well through Let's Do Business Group.
That's correct. Yeah.
In Mel's case, you know, she's been the lucky recipient of a £500 cash prize. But at some point she may decide that actually she needs some working capital. She needs to fund an office space, for example, whatever that might look like. She might need some IT equipment. And she may decide that on the back of her business plan, she wants to apply for a startup loan to get her business off the ground, you know, and get some help with those areas. So tell us a little bit about the startup loans program and what you guys do there.
Yeah, so Let's Do Business Finance are who are part of Let's Do Business Group. We're the business support partner for the Southeast under the Startup Loan Company, which is backed by British Business Bank and, you know, is government supported. It's a fantastic scheme. So startup loans, a business owner can apply for a loan for up to £25,000. They don't have to apply from day one. They've got up until 3 years of trading to actually apply under the scheme. It's and what's really good about the program as well, it's per individual in the business. So if you're part, if you've got two people in the business, you've got up to four people, individually they can apply for a startup loan. So they can raise quite a substantial sum of money for a business. And, you know, think about the economy. Obviously, as we know, over the last few years, interest rates have increased quite substantially. You know, the Bank of England base rate. The interest rate is fixed at 6%. That's unheard of anywhere else. Mm. You won't go to the bank and get a loan, an unsecured loan at 6% fixed, with no fees. People, if they want to pay it off early, they can do. And it's there. It's to help people. Is that all those things you mentioned, Martin, about kind of setting up an office, buying some computer equipment, all of those type of things, it's, you know, that's eligibility met. It's tick, 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 all, you know, for every person there. It's no, it's a fantastic scheme. And obviously it's supported a lot of businesses over. Well, it's been going, I think it's about 2012 now, this scheme.
And if you've had the advantage of going through a Herbiz program where, you know, as I say, there's an awful lot of crossover with the templates and forecasts and things like that that are being used, then so much the better ultimately.
Exactly. I mean, if you know how to kind of, you know, what to put in your business plan, you know, how to put that cash flow forecast together, which for most people, when they're looking at a blank template, think, I haven't got a clue what information to put in there. Mm. And what I try and do, obviously, when I'm running these startup workshops, is just to break it down so it's less scary.
Yeah.
I try and give them a little bit of a live example just to show them how to put one together and what type of things to think about.
Yeah.
You know, what's a pre-startup cost? What's going to be an ongoing cost in your business?
And what do I need, you know, to survive outside of, you know, work? What's my mortgage look like? What are my kind of credit card payments? You know, what are my monthly commitments? It's balancing all of that.
It is. That's a really key document as well. You know, we call it your personal budget. It's because those bills have still got to be met.
Yeah.
So, and for some people, it's a little bit of a reality check.
Yeah.
Some people have got this great idea, I'm going to go out and start this business, but they think, how am I going to pay the bills?
Yeah.
So, you know, it might well be for some, so for some people, they just need to kind of carry on working and start the business slowly or to cut back on their hours and work part time. There are people at different stages.
Yeah.
You know, if they're lucky enough, they've been planning this for a long time and been saving to help them through that initial phase, then that's great. But other people kind of, they need to just have a little bit of a rethink.
Well, it's very topical at the moment. Obviously, we had the budget a couple of weeks ago. The Chancellor's keen to get people back into work. People may not want to go back into work in a traditional sense. And starting your own business might actually be a really attractive option for a lot of people. I think they were saying there's something like the number of economically inactive people in the UK is at an all-time high. It's nearly 22% of the entire workforce, you know, potentially. So, you know,
potentially all my customers.
It's what? Millions of people.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're talking about here.
You know,
so.
And I think it's a lot of people just don't know where to go. They don't know where to go and get that support. So,
you
know, we try and, you know, we work with organisations such as kind of the local job centres and people just to let them know of obviously the services that we provide. And we get a lot of referrals from those organisations as well. And, you know, and it's great to see how how valuable people find it. You know, we're not the only organisation out there doing this. We're just one of many.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Great. Look, we're going to play a bit more music. When we come back, we're fast running out of time. We're going to have another chat with Mel. Mel, we're going to find out what was the most difficult thing for you to get your head around as part of this whole process and what your advice would be for other budding female entrepreneurs out there. So do stay with us and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying with the BizConnect, a radio show. So we've had a fascinating conversation with Mel Adams and Lisa Young, all about startup businesses, what's involved, and the benefit of going through a process like the HerBiz Startup Program. Mel, I'd like to close the show today really with your thoughts in terms of, you know, what's been the most frightening thing about going through a startup business process and the HerBiz program, and you know, what have you kind of learnt from that, and how have you kind of come out the other side, if you like?
I think it already sounds like a survival story, doesn't it? I think the hardest week, I think Lisa was right, the finance week is quite difficult to get your head around, but going through that process and realizing this is serious and you need a business head and you need to be able to play this game of numbers very, very well. You need those numbers. You need to know exactly how much you've got to sell in order to eat next week and pay the mortgage. And going through, I can't give too much away about the actual spreadsheet. I love a spreadsheet, but this was so daunting and so frightening. And also to put yourself out there, encapsulate exactly what it is you do and why people need it.
You're right.
And you do need it, everybody. You need it. Yeah. And how you're then going to monetize that or sell it.
Do you know what? Those are fantastic words there. I mean, Richard Branson, that's his big thing, isn't it? You know, you haven't got a business until you've got a problem and a solution for it. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. You know, you really need to understand who your market is. You know, what your market niche is within that.
Yes, that was really good lesson as
well. Yeah, I mean, it's so fundamental, isn't it? And then once you can, you know, that then becomes your proposition, doesn't it? Everything that you were talking about there, your value proposition. This is what I'm here to do. I'm here to solve that problem.
Yeah. Lisa has lots of friends who pop into the lessons as well, who do various torturous things like, can you describe your business in 60 seconds? Things like this.
Yeah.
Is it Lucy? And lots of accountants. So you also, for the first time speaking to someone who is a money person, you get to have that experience without having to sort of go cap in hand, first of all, just by yourself. You're in a room with lots of people and we're all having a go.
That's the other key thing you mentioned, you know, being able to productize that proposition, you know, in terms of, okay, and now I'm gonna split that up into chunks.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be a price tag attached to each of those chunks. And this is what I'm going to deliver.
Yes, and so putting a price tag on you.
Yeah, because people won't buy your time. That's not what people are here to buy. You know, people are here to buy something a lot more tangible in terms of a finished product or an output.
Yeah, you've really got to put a clear message out there, as you said, it's about how you reach your customers, you know, how you sort of think about who your customers are, how you're going to reach them, but also what goes behind that is kind of every business is different. You know, I really kind of touch on during the sessions about understanding who your competition are. You know, and thinking what do they do well and what don't they do well?
What's their value proposition?
Exactly.
Have they even got one? Well, actually, no, it's rubbish, so I can do a better job.
I did want to say that, but yeah.
But it's true.
But it was good. It was good doing that part as well. I actually can't choose between each of the four sessions. They are all equally as important. You will learn things that you didn't know you needed to know.
But the finance workshop was the light bulb moment.
Yes,
if
that's
I'm
when
do
I thought,
this seriously,
I'm going to be a businesswoman.
This is
Look,
how I'm going to make money.
I'm wearing a blazer today and a nice cravat. I am now a business lady. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Superb.
Biz and Lisa.
We need to bring the show to a close, unfortunately, so I need some contact information. So Mel, how can people get in touch with you through both of your startup businesses?
You can, if it's just for you, it's ithinks.org, And if it's for you or a group or a community who would like me to come in and teach all those lovely digital skills, it's weclickcic.com.
Brilliant.
And if you just want to drop me a line on WhatsApp, it's 07597249616.
Okay. And Lisa, let's do business group. How can we find out about the Herbiz program? I know you're in the process of hopefully organising some new workshop dates, but also let's do business group and the support you offer more broadly.
Yeah, so for Let's Do Business Group, it's just letsdobusinessgroup.co.uk. If anyone's interested in finding a bit more about the startup loan scheme, so that would be letsdobusinessfinance.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Alternatively, people can drop me an email and I'm happy to give out more information.
Fabulous. Well, thank you both so much for coming into the studio today. I mean, I've learned a huge amount, and listening to Mel and her journey, and you know, it's inspiring, and hopefully, you know, people listening in today have been inspired to take action themselves and seriously think about, you know, actually I could go into business, I've got an idea, I could make that work. So there's plenty of support out there. Just Google Let's Do Business Group, Google Herbiz, and I'm sure Lisa would love to have a chat with you.
Absolutely.
We're not going to be here in 2 weeks' time because it's Bank Holiday Monday. It's Easter Monday, so we won't be with you, sadly. But we will be back in 4 weeks' time, and we've actually got a media-focused show lined up. We've got a fabulous local magazine title who are hopefully coming into the studio. They're going to be telling us all about the wonderful things that they do in terms of promoting businesses in and around Kent. So we'll be back for that. In the meantime, we're going to play and we're going to close the show with a little bit more music from Kylie, and we look forward to chatting with you again very soon. So it's goodbye from all of us.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.